I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I spoke with Captain Doug Winters from the Marquette County Salvation Army for an update on their holiday efforts, and Mark and I threw down the gauntlet to raise some funds for the Salvation Army. Here's Captain Doug Winters.
You know, we just announced yesterday that because of the pandemic going on, we're not going to be able to have our toy shop where parents walk through and select individual toys. So we are going to have volunteers select toys for the families. Fortunately, we planned ahead a little bit. When families had registered, they filled out very detailed wish lists, and so we'll be able to use those to fill the needs of families in the toy shop.
I was going to ask them in terms of getting the right toys to the right kids, but they were able to at least put in a list and then say, hey, let's give you got some of this.
That's right. Yeah, just good planning ahead on that one.
Of course, the big thing that we know the Salvation Army for at this time of year is the kettle drive. And the kettle drives are going on, but there is a virtual option out there now, too, for those that maybe aren't out and about due to the pandemic.
Yeah, the kettle drive, pretty iconic. It's been going on for 100 years. And this year, again, just a little bit different because foot traffic is down. People are staying home for good reasons. We've added that option of a virtual kettle drive. It's on the air, and there's signs around town. People can just QR code and get in and donate that way for those that just want to stay away from the red kettle.
We're talking with Captain Doug Winters. He is with the Salvation Army of Marquette County. And, the kettle drives, though, are still going on. In fact, I see them out and about out there, and those are still a very effective way to give.
They are. That money comes in right away. We actually use that money that we collect this time of year round. It helps run our programs, the feeding programs we have, the lunchtime feeding program, as well as our food pantry, even the casework that we do. The money that we raise this year, this time of year, funds us year round.
Food pantry, of course, is a big part of what you do at the Salvation Army. I'm sure you're doing that a little bit differently, too, though.
Yes, I appreciate the way Media Brew has stepped up to help the Canathon over at TV6. And the virtual Canathon, very successful for us here in Marquette County, over $30,000 coming into the coffers so we can buy food, not only canned food, but frozen meats and things like that we can hand out in our food pantry.
That's a very good thing. Doug Winters with us, Salvation Army, Marquette County. Now, we're talking about also those traditional red kettle drives. I have an idea that there's something in the works here between Mark and I we were talking about this. I don't really fully have all the details, but the challenge has been issued between Mark Evans and myself that we're going to go out next week and we're going to ring the bells in a couple of locations. And I, Doug, firmly am convinced that I can beat Mark with this.
You know what, Walt? I believe so, too. you've got the listening crowd that follows you.
Well, let's be honest, Doug. They like me better. I mean, it comes right down to it. You know, over Mark, they like me better.
Mark's not here, so I'm going to agree with you.
Well, maybe he'll be popping in just a second. Now, what we're talking about doing is we're actually going to go and ring the bells. Mark and I are going to go, and I'm going to be at the Super One in Marquette. He's going to be at the Super One in Negaunee on Thursday, I believe, from 1 to 3 or somewhere in there, starting at 1 o'clock. We'll get all the details together, but say it, Doug. Your money's on me.
Absolutely. Just being out there, it's a chance for people who hear your voice, don't know you, to see you in person and just come by and support you as well.
Look who's here.
Well, the question is, what did I miss
here? What we have done is we have extended.
Okay.
Yes. Well, Doug and I.
Yeah, you.
Have extended the two of us.
Okay.
You and I are going to challenge each other. This is the official challenge. On Thursday of next week, 1 o'clock. In the afternoon, I will be at the Super One Foods in Marquette, right across the parking lot here. You will be at the Super One in Negaunee.
Okay.
We're both going to be ringing the bell for the red kettle drive. And
when to win?
We'll call it 1 to 2 to start with. And if it's going better, we'll go 1 to 3. What do you prefer?
I don't care.
I mean, what do you want to do?
I will be going home immediately afterwards, yeah, regardless. So it doesn't matter. 1 to 3?
One to three. Sure. This coming Thursday. Okay, so I'll be in Marquette at Super One. You'll be at the Super One in Negaunee.
So when I get done laying waste to you as far as the amount that's raised here, what do I get?
Peace of mind and
happiness.
What's
the wager?
I don't know.
What's the wager?
I'll tell you what.
Come on, Doug, chime in on this here. What should the wager be?
I'm not getting into gambling at all.
But you drag me into this whole thing. Well, I'm over talking to Jennifer.
We're gonna set the wager officially here over the next couple of days. But it's Mark versus Walt. Mark's up in Negaunee. I'm in Marquette at Super One. And the key here, Doug, is that the Red Kettle campaign is continuing. It's out there and people can give.
It is. Just going on this year as normal in the middle of all the abnormality. We still have those Red Kettles out in front of the stores.
That's Captain Doug Winters with Marquette County Salvation Army. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.